Have the pleasure of chatting to someone from YMCA.
And always.
Some people make themselves available. Some people just go off on other stations and do their own thing. But that's okay because we have Amy, the special people, and Jackie joins us again this morning. Hey, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you?
No other appointments at other stations this morning?
No, I'm major good appearance. For you guys.
Well, good on you.
No, I'm quite happy to dedication. On a Monday. Yeah.
So we like dedicated to the program, which is great. We appreciate that.
Committed, loyal. Loyal, very loyal.
Loyal,
actually,
that's the word, is it?
Why
loyalty.
Do I feel this chat's going pear-shaped very, very quickly? You better change direction,
no,
Mr. Smith.
Not going pear-shaped at all, mm-hmm. But Jackie's always made herself available to come and join us. And Jackie's brought a very special guest with her this morning.
I have. I've brought Liz Tassoni with me, who looks after our swimming lessons Australia-wide and is also doing some international work that I'm sure she'll be very keen to tell you about.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good morning. What's your official title is with the YMCA Victoria. What's your official title?
So I work Asia Pacific Water Safety Specialist. So really we do advocacy across Asia in the water safety and drowning prevention space. We work with many YMCAs across that country to help them relieve the number one cause of death for children between the age of 0 and 5, which is drowning.
Mm. Interesting. Number one cause of death. That's huge.
Yeah, it is. It is. So the World Health Organization in 2014 released their first ever report on drowning. And this is the first time it's really highlighted the extent of drownings and, you know, the impact that they have. And the numbers that came through were absolutely horrific. So it's about 372,000 people drown every single year.
Oh, my God.
And the worst part of this isn't the real extent of it, because a lot of the countries didn't meet the data requirement to be included. So, for example, the whole of Africa, India, China, so some big populations there aren't included in these statistics. Mm. So the real statistics are a lot higher and in fact, probably overtake malaria and malnutrition. But the difference with drowning is, compared to those two other things, is there's no broad prevention strategies to reduce drownings. So since that report came out, there's been some conferences, worldwide conferences, where movements are trying to come together to have an impact on these numbers and reduce it. And as the YMCA in Australia, we're the largest provider of swimming lessons. And in fact, we're probably the largest provider of swimming lessons worldwide. We're in 119 countries. Mm-hmm. We really feel that it's our social responsibility to help reduce these horrific numbers.
Drowning is, you know, we talked last hour about the two parts of your brain, the prefrontal cortex and the limbic system. That would be a really good example. I can remember back living younger, my younger years in Albury, and there was the Murray River runs through there. A lot of people used to jump off the bridge there into the water. That's your limbic system saying, go for it, have some fun. The prefrontal doesn't get a chance. And for some of us it does. They know you shouldn't be doing that. That's dangerous. Is drowning associated with that way of thinking or lack of thinking? Is it more of an educational thing? Or is it more, it's just, we'll just do it and that's what happens?
So research shows that the younger age we can expose a child to swimming and water safety, then and start to teach them knowledge around it. So, you know, particularly in developing countries, they don't need to learn the actual skill of swimming, although obviously it's great benefit, but they have to learn the knowledge around what's a risk to take around water and what's not a risk. So if we can teach them those skills through an early age and early primary school age groups, then they have a less likely chance of either drowning or being involved in an aquatic incident later in life. So the earlier, the better, is what I encourage.
Isn't it also true that a lot of other countries live on the water? Like you were saying, Daz, when you live on the Murray, you swim in the Murray.
You do.
A lot of countries, they don't have a washing machine to wash their clothes and they don't have a sink to do their dishes or a dishwasher. They go down to the water and that's where they live.
Yeah, so most drownings that occur in low and middle income countries occur throughout everyday activities. So it's not people that are going to recreate near the water. It's everyday activities. And most of the drownings occur within 10 metres of their home.
Wow.
So in rural areas, it's things like rice paddies, wells, fish ponds, you know, the infrastructure. So when it rains, flooding in a lot of the side of the roads is where a lot of drownings happen. Mm. You know, there's a small... You know, Bangladesh is built a lot on floodplains, so many villages there flood every single day. And at 2 p.m. every day in this certain village, the whole towns have to hop up on top of the roofs of their huts to prevent drowning until it comes back down an hour and a half later. And in this village, every single week, a child drowns. Like, it's horrific. And, you know, children are crossing rivers in handmade little bridges to go to school or to collect water. It's things that, you know, we're very privileged in our country and we don't think about, and our drowning rates are some of the lowest in the world. That, you know, when you look outside of our country, it's, yeah.
And a lot of the drowning rates in the other countries, although we've got some stats, they don't report deaths a lot.
Right.
So, yeah, we don't even know how high the actual real drowning rates are.
In some countries, if a child drowns but they go to hospital and they've got asthma, they'll put it down as asthma, not drowning.
Right.
And then, you know, things like the work we do in Cambodia, they don't report a lot of their drownings because they're trying to build their profile as a tourist destination, so they don't want it to reflect badly on their tourism. You know, if they drown in a rural property, they bury them on the land and it's never reported through medical systems. So I suppose, yeah, just the worldwide impact is big. And, you know, we're lucky here in the city of Casey that quite a few of our staff from the YMCA have gone over and volunteered their time to build these prevention programs throughout Asia. So the impact that they're having is that they've learnt this skill, they teach their local, the local children in the city of Casey, and they're taking that knowledge to help out in the other countries.
I just am, my mind is totally blown by this conversation. It's almost one of those that you never ever think about it unless, obviously, you know, people are driving in their cars right now just going, wow, I can't believe this is happening every single day. Is it children who are more likely to drown than adults? Is it because they're not being, obviously, they're not being educated the way that we are here, but is it the children or is it, I mean, obviously still adults are still drowning, but like who's more at risk in these countries?
Yeah, so it is generally the children between the age, particularly between the age of 1 and 5.
Mm.
From 0 to 1, they're not very mobile.
Yep.
And they can restrict the, you know, quite often they're strapped to the parent, you know, during their farming and things like that. So particularly the ages of 1 to 5. And in many of these countries, it's overtaken the toll of road accidents and deaths on the road. And this is all part of, you know, why we're here today is build that awareness. You know, we have awareness about HIV and malnutrition and we see it and it's in your face and you get updated statistics, but you don't ever hear about drowning. And drowning is, you know, worse, I suppose, or impacts far more. And also for every single drowning that happens is, you know, many non-fatal accidents. So when someone does drown but they're brought back to life, and many of them go on to survive with acquired brain injuries. So this pyramid we're talking about of people impacted by water-related injuries is huge.
The programs are very thorough at the Y, at the centres, having first-hand experience and seeing how much emphasis we put on that and caring for families and caring for kids and making sure that they understand the water and feel safe in the water. The instructors are first class at the centres, so worthwhile our listeners knowing that. If you've got kids that they're a little bit unsure in the water, doesn't matter how old, like a 17-year-old, it's a little bit uncertain, it's going to take some swimming lessons now, make sure you get in contact with the Y, because there are programs for all levels and you're in very, very good hands as well.
Yes.
And I'm sure you won't be surprised to hear the stats on the male versus female drowning rates.
Not surprised.
So would you like to have a guess at...
No, it'd be probably 2 to 1.
Higher.
Ooh.
Okay, well, okay. No idea.
It's nearly, I would think, 8 to 1.
So it's about, in Australia, it's about 75% of drownings are males, and they're traditionally the risk takers.
Monkey brains.
Monkey brains.
Yeah,
that's what
nails,
it is.
I don't know about you. In Australia, you know, under fives are overrepresented, over 65s, new arrivals to the country, inland waterways is another big one. So they're the areas that we're really focusing on, you know, within our four walls, I suppose, or within our country.
Make sure you take care. That's the message there. Make sure you take care. Get in contact with the Y because they can give you some instructions on exactly what you should be doing for swimming lessons and taking care around the water. Jackie, always a pleasure having you join us on Extra Butter, and thanks, Liz, for joining us, making your debut.
Thank you very
much. No doubt we'll have you back at some stage.
Look forward to it.
Thanks, guys.
18 minutes past 7, Extra Butter.